We got into Hagerow, the 5th to 7th in the division, and we were there in force again, so we had a lot more forces to fight our way the rest of the way. And that, they had dug a airstrip there in Hagerow, and they flew out in 3 days, 4,600 wounded Marines and frostbite cases, 4,600. So the next trip down was 11 miles to Cote-au-Rie. And that was this road right down between the two mountains like this, coming down. And both sides of the mountains, the Chinese shot at us all the way down there. We ended up, I don't know how many was killed, but we had over 700 casualties, the Marines did. But we actually eliminated practically all of these Chinese units going down there. They kept shooting at us. We fired everything we had at them. They would come out to shoot at us. They no more show themselves, and we killed them. And then when they got down to Cote-au-Rie, the 1st Marine Battalion was, or regiment was down there, Chesty Pulley's regiment. He was a renowned Marine. But anyway, they had adapted these torpedo bombers to haul casualties, and they would take about five at a time, and at that time then they flew out these 700 guys that were casualties. So then we were going to go down the hill. It was 10 miles from sea level up to the top of the mountain down the side road that you saw in some of these pictures. That was our last trip, and the Chinese didn't shoot at us too much from the way on the other side, but we wiped them out. Most of the air support came in and dropped napalm on them. But what did the Chinese do on that road? They blew a section of the bridge, and we couldn't go on that road any farther because this bridge was blown. So they arranged for the Air Force to drop us these bridge sections, and they dropped about six of them. Two of them got dropped behind the lines, but the other four, they were picked up by our engineers, and they reconstructed them across this bridge, and we got out. Otherwise, we could have never got out of there.